Welcome to another episode of Bench Talk. Thank you for joining me today. Today, I want to talk about being stuck or being in a rut. Kind of, to me, it's kind of the same thing. I want to give you 5 tips on how to get out of the rut that you may be in. And so I think in the climate that we're in right now, a lot of you have time to think and contemplate your next move. And so in that, I wanted to make sure that you had at least 5 key tips to help you move forward, because sometimes you may think that, you know, I'm in a rut or I feel stuck. I don't know what I should do. I don't know my next move. I just don't know, right? So I wanted to come in and give you 5 tips on how to get unstuck. So hi, I'm Jackie, your career coach with Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Bench Talk. Let's get started. So now is a good time than any to start to take action and to start thinking about how to get out of the rut that you think that you're in, the rut that you may be in, right? What are the things that you can do to get out of that rut? So I have listed 5 things. I have my notes right here because I don't memorize and I like to talk, so I want to make sure I keep on track, right? So I wanted to give you 5 things because sometimes you feel like you're hitting a wall, or you know, you just don't know where to go, what to do. So I want to give you these 5 tips. Ready? Here we go. One of the things I want you to start to think about is who you are, right? So before we get into those 5 tips, think about who you are and the things that you enjoy doing, right? It's going to make sense to you when I give you the tips. But think about you, not in relation to anybody else, not in relation to the job that you do, the position that you're in professional or personal, not in relation to your husband, to your kids, to your boyfriend, to your mate, to your partner, not in relation to any of that. You, who are you? So before we dive into these 5 tips, I want you to get a pen and a paper or even your phone. Take your phone out and open to notes. Write, I am. All right, sometimes that's a complete sentence, but I want you to do something. I want you to take the time to write, I am, and then think about who you are. Right? Some of you, it'd be very, very easy to do this. Some, it may take a little bit longer. But before you dive into starting to take action or to do anything like that, I want you to think about who you are as a person, who you are as a woman, right? So get something to write on, or even on your phone, what have you, and write or type in, I am. And then just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and you don't have to do it within the next 5 minutes, but something to take back with you. Think about who you are and finish that sentence. And I know a lot of times I talk about I am being a complete sentence, right? But in this case, I want you to fill in the blanks. I am blank. And it could be as long as you want, as short as you want, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're thinking, I want you to sit with that for a minute, right? Because that's going to help you get to a point where you can start to take action. I know a lot of times people want to just jump in and start to do, but sometimes you got to take the step back and think about, you know, what it is that you truly want. Many times I hear people saying to me, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want that. I think that's perfect. I think it's perfect that you know what you don't want. So on the flip side, let's look at and think about the things that you do want. I don't want this, but I want this. So if you know the things that you don't want, you definitely know the things that you want. This is a no judgment zone. This is not for you to feel like, oh my God, somebody's going to judge me or think I'm this way or that way. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't only have to be personal or professional. I mean, it doesn't have to be professional in your professional life. It could be personal as well, because that will help you, right? So if you know what you don't want, I guarantee you, you know exactly what you want. You're not looking for validation from anyone. You're not going to get tested on it. You're not going to get scored on it. You're not going to be judged by it. This is such a personal exercise. So I am fill in the blank, and then think about the things that you don't want. And so we're going to hold on to that for a second. I'm going to dive in to the five things, the five tips to help you get unstuck. So number one, talk to someone. Let me take a step back. Let me reel it back, right? Number one, you want to talk with someone who is where you want to be. So let's talk about your profession and what you do. Talk to someone, find someone. If you don't already have a mentor or someone in your professional environment, maybe you know someone who knows someone, right? So kind of think about that. Talk to someone who is where you ultimately want to be. Someone who is in the dream job that you want. Someone who is in the dream career that you want. Or someone who is in the dream company that you want to work with. So think about those people or that person and try to reach out to them. It could be a direct contact or through your network, through your contacts. But you definitely want to talk with someone who is already there. Reason why you want to do that is because they can give you tips or give you what their journey was to get to where they are, right? And then you can take that and look at the different pieces and say, okay, what can I do, right? How can I make this something that could work for me, right? And so even with that, they can tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly as well, because you may have in your mind that this is this perfect thing. Not to say that they will totally put a pin in your balloon. I'm not saying that, but they can make it a little bit more realistic for you because they are actually in it and doing it on a day-to-day basis, right? So use that opportunity as a research endeavor, right? You want to understand what it is that they're doing. You may have in your mind what it may be, but they have something totally different on what it is for their experience in their company, right? So you want to broaden your range as far as what it is that you want to do and talk to those people who are actually doing it. So that's number one. Number two, this kind of goes back to where you're writing, I am. This is where this comes into play, right? Are you going through an identity crisis? Think about it. Are you going through an identity crisis? Some of you are not sure, but really think about who you are. Outside of what you do, who are you, right? Are you confused about who you really are? That lends itself into having a total identity crisis. I don't even know who I am anymore. You know, you work and work and work and get to a certain place, and sometimes you forget who you are, right? Or you fit in, or you're so comfortable in this space that you totally are absorbed with it and you don't know who you are anymore. So definitely this exercise will help you identify who you are. So if you're having an identity crisis, think about that I am statement, I am, and think about those things. Who am I? Aside from the job, aside from the career, aside from the husband, aside from the children, aside from my partner, who am I? And what are the things that I like, right? So you want to identify those things. Because if you're having an identity crisis, that can come at any age. It doesn't matter how old you are. I really believe that can come at any age. So you want to think about really yourself. And this may be an exercise that may take you a little while to really come to terms with who you are, right? Are you who you think you are, right? What are the actions that you're doing that either support or don't support who you think you are? I hope that makes sense, right? So think about that. We're going to repeat that. What are the actions that you are doing, the actions that you're taking currently in your life that support who you are Or it may not support who you are. It is just things that you're doing and doing by default, and it's not what you want to do. So really think about what you're doing, right? So let's take this to career. I am working in a company that I don't like, right? I'm not saying me. I'm just saying this is an example. I'm working at a company that I don't like to work in this organization. Does that support where you want to go or it doesn't, right? And I know that's very general because you may be getting the experience there, but if fundamentally you don't like it, it's very hard to absorb and to take in the things that you're doing and to be really great at it, right? And to excel and be successful, because you're going to hold back a little bit. Sometimes you may even pull away, right? So just think about the actions that you're taking on a daily basis, right? So if by chance you want to be in a different position, but it requires additional skills, are you going after those skills? Are you doing, virtual learnings or signing up for courses or partnering with people to gain these skills? Are you getting the education that you need to build your skills? Are you being lazy about it, right? And I have a thing about laziness, because sometimes it's not laziness. Sometimes it's just you're not really interested in that thing that you thought you would be interested in. So you're procrastinating or you're taking your time, right? So think about the actions that you're taking or the actions that you're not taking. This is an exercise of full transparency with yourself. Like, you really have to sit with yourself, because people or women who come to me and say that they are stuck, it's like, okay, let's really think about what you're saying and talk about what it is that has you in this mindset that you're stuck. Maybe it's that you're not sure of the direction to go. And so you're paralyzed in moving in any direction, right? And you just need a little help and guidance in getting there. So some of these things will definitely help get you in action, but a lot of this is for you to think about what it is that you want, because I can guarantee you know what you don't want, but you're so focused on what you don't want, you're not really defining what it is that you want and writing it out, what it is that you want. And I'm not talking about writing goals, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what it is that you want, right? So that was number two, going through an identity crisis. Number three, like I said, this is very internal. Number three, what do I want to feel and how can I feel that? And who can help me? So let's take each one of those, right? What do I want to feel? What is it that you think that you're going to get, or the feeling that you're going to feel once you have accomplished certain things, right? If you're in a rut, you don't know what it is you want. Sometimes you're feeling confused, conflicted, unmotivated. What are the feelings that you want to feel that are opposite to that? What are the feelings that you want to feel, or what are the feelings that you think you're going to be feeling in having or doing this thing? Really got to think about it. Like I said, it's a lot of internal work. A lot of internal work before you run and take action, because a lot of times when we're running and taking action, that's where you are stuck. That's where you feel that you're in a rut, because you're doing all of these different things and it doesn't make sense, and it won't make sense because you've not taken the time to take a step back and to really think about what it is that you want. I'm going to keep saying it. Got to think about what you want and who you are. Because if you don't know that, does not matter what direction you go into, you're not going to feel satisfied, right? And so I really truly believe that in this entire exercise, in having conversations with women around this topic, is that they're unsatisfied, obviously, right? And so it's about feeling satisfied. So you have to do that internal work first before you start taking action, because you're going to take action and you're going to go in so many different directions, get advice from so many different people who are well-meaning, but they don't know you to your core, right? They know what you tell them, and they can kind of see some of the actions that you do that may give them an idea, But again, like if you're taking action that is contradicting to who you really are, do they really know you? Think about that for a little bit, right? Okay, so what do you want to feel? Think about what you want to feel. Do you want to feel happy? Do you want to feel joy? Do you want to feel bliss? What are the things that you do or can do to feel that way? What's the thing that you want to do that you believe will help you feel that way? And I'm going to go back to step one in talking to people who are in, who's already doing the thing that you want to do. How are they feeling about it? Right? You want to look at that as well. And you want to listen to what they're saying and how they're saying it. And make the judgment for yourself. Is this something that, you know, I really want to do? And do I see the passion and excitement in them? Would I feel that passion and excitement? Is it exciting me in just talking to them, right? So the second part of that, how can I feel that? That kind of goes along with, again, talking to people and having them kind of help point you in the right direction, right? The third part, who can help me? It kind of goes back to number one, with finding people who are already doing those things. They may not be directly the folks who can help you, but they may point you in the right direction to people who can help you or find resources for you, different things like that. So that's number three. Number four, it's going to sound a little weird. Number four, reframe and pause. Reframe and pause. That one goes way, way back when we just started, you know, writing I am blank, fill in the blank. Reframing. Instead of saying I'm stuck, I'm confused, I'm in a rut, reframe it. And if you reframe it, it more than likely will be easier for you to take action after you've done these exercises, right? Because if you're feeling stuck, you know, you have these negative words that you're using, you're not sure what to do, all of that negativity is not going to help you move forward, right? So you want to reframe it and I'm not saying to trick yourself at all, just saying to look at it a little bit differently. And sometimes talking to people will help you look at things a little bit differently, but looking at things a little bit differently, I'm stuck. I'm in a rut. Reframing that could be, you know, I am focused in the wrong area. I need to change my focus. I need to refocus. I need to refocus inward and find out the things that I need to do. So it's kind of reframing, rethinking about where you are. Because in that, you may be in a position where you're getting the experience to be or to take the next step, right? You may be in a position where you're overlooking certain things. So if you take stock in where you truly are, list out all of the good things of where you are and you'll find them. Even if it's just one thing, you will find something good in where you are, right? So think about that. Reframe a little bit because it's not all doom and gloom. Trust me, it's not all doom and gloom. You can always find something different. If you think about it enough and kind of refocus, do these exercises and kind of refocus a little bit. Because a lot of times you're focused in the wrong, or I don't want to say the wrong direction, but you're focusing on things that are contradicting what you want or where you want to be, right? So just reframe and refocus a little bit, and it's a step forward. And so speaking of steps forward, number five is taking action. After you've done all of this, and this is not a one day type of a thing, like you really need to sit with yourself and understand where you want to go. So number five is take action. I would not suggest taking any action until you truly have identified what it is that you want, right? Again, do those steps, numbers one through four. Kind of could do them in any order, but steps number one through four, you definitely want to do that. And that pre-step with I am filling in the blank, do that. That pre-step of, you know, listing the things that you don't want, shifting that to look at the things that you do want, identifying clearly the things that you do want. You have to go through that. And then you can take the step forward in doing action, right? In taking an action, taking what I like to call inspired action, action that will yield results different than the results that you've gotten in the past, because mainly, or a lot of times, the results that you've gotten in the past were not results that were sustainable or results that will take you to where you want to go or take you to the next step or push you a little bit further. A lot of times you're taking action and it's doing what someone else has told you to do because they've done it, and it may not be the right thing or the right step for you. They may be at a different level of confidence and they went out and talked to a CEO, but you are not at that level. So you can't just go out and talk to a CEO. Yes, you should get out of your comfort level, but there are steps to take to get to certain points, certain levels, right? I do push my clients, but I'm not going to push them over the edge. So it's really identifying where you are and taking the necessary steps. Sometimes it's baby steps. Sometimes you have to take a step back, two steps back, three steps back, but that is totally okay. You're not in a race with anybody. You are exactly where you need to be, because at this point you're thinking differently. You're thinking holistically, and you're looking inward. You have to do those things in order to now take steps that are meaningful and take action that's meaningful, right? And so the actions could be learning new skills, meeting new people, getting allies, folks who know your work, who know your skill set, who can speak for you, who are ready and willing to point you in the right direction, introduce you to people. Regardless if it's getting a new job or anything like that, they may introduce you to people who can help you gain new skills, right? So taking action in that way as well. Also, taking on new projects. You may think, oh my God, I'm in a rut. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what projects to take. Think of, again, this is all after you've done the work. Think about some of the projects in your organization, within your department, or maybe in another department that are of interest to you. Projects other people don't want. But in doing those projects, you will gain and learn so much about yourself if you totally own what that project is and the results and the solution and results for that project, right? If you totally own that, you'll gain experience. You'll gain so many different levels of experience that you probably wouldn't have gained if you weren't thinking internally and doing the work to think about what it is you truly wanted to do. Right? So those are the five action items, or the five tips, I should say, with the two bonus tips in the beginning. So we're going to just rewind really quickly. The first thing to do, write out, I am blank, fill in the blanks. I am fill in the blanks. Second thing to do, outside of the tips, the second thing to do is to look at the things that you don't want. What don't you want? And identify clearly, take your time, identify what you do want. Write it all out. Trust me, write it all out. And things will start to come to you. Not going to do this in 5 minutes. Take your time. You are exactly where you need to be. There is no rush. When you rush, you will make mistakes. When I say mistakes, I mean taking actions that will not yield you the results that you need. My grandmother always says, or said, haste makes waste. And I truly, truly, truly believe that. And so for the five tips, talk to someone who is where you want to be, whether it's spiritually, professionally, or personally. Talk to someone who is where you want to be. Number two, are you going through an identity crisis? Think about that first pre-step, I am. Are you going through an identity crisis? Doesn't matter what age you are. Sometimes people are going through the identity crisis. Look at the actions that you're doing. Do those actions match up to who you truly are and where you want to be? Look at that. Number three, what do I want to feel? How can I feel that, and who can help me? Number four, reframe. actually pause and reframe your situation, look at it in a different light, look at some of the good things about it, and that will help you to identify how you're going to move forward. And number five, take action. And I'm going to say number five, cautiously take action. And I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm just trying to tell you about that is to really, really, really do the work, the pre-work, those steps one through four, before you start taking action, because I guarantee you it'll be the same things that you've been doing before, or it will be you are just paralyzed and not doing anything. You want to take action, but you want to take action that makes sense for you and that is in alignment to where you want to go and where you want to be. So I hope these tips helped you. Hope it got those juices flowing, thinking about things a little bit differently. My goal is to help you to be successful. Whether you are my client or not, I am truly committed to helping women be successful and helping them feel empowered to move forward and to move to the next level and to live the life that they dream of. Things are within your reach. Trust me on that. Things are, what you want is within your reach. It's a matter of taking the right steps forward. Sometimes it's taking the right steps backwards as well to get you to where you need to be. You are not in a race with anyone. You are not competing with anyone. You are having your blinders on. And really and truly, aside from looking outside, you're looking inside, because a lot of this is internal work. Folks don't want to hear that, but it's a lot of it is internal work. So I hope this really helped you being stuck and, you know, how to get unstuck, being in a rut, reframe how you're thinking about these things, how you're talking to yourself, how you're having that internal dialogue. Start rethinking about those things, thinking differently about those things. So I hope those tips helped you. I will have those tips in the show notes for those who are watching on YouTube. For those who are listening to the podcast, thank you for listening to the podcast. I'll have something online to download as well. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Bench Talk. Be sure to catch up on previous episodes at benchtalk.net. This is Jackie Mitchell, your career consultant. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Jackie Mitchell CC, and on Twitter, Jackie Mitch, that's Jackie, MITCH CC. Thank you, guys.